Thank you, Zach. Good morning, everybody. And do keep your Bibles open there to John 20. We're going to be just looking briefly at this passage today. And I've had fun looking at this because it's really interesting. The subject today is about mission and sharing our faith and evangelism and stepping out, because actually what we're doing over this season of grafting as a church with St. Michael's and partnering together, we're stepping out in sharing our faith. And we want to keep stepping out. We want to be stepping out more and more in sharing Jesus with people. That's one of our core values as a church, to share Jesus. So we're looking this morning about sharing our faith. Now, have a look at John chapter 21. If you've got your Bible, turn it on or look at it. I'll believe you that you're not on Facebook or something like that if you've got it on your phone. But just look at this, because there's something quite strange here. You would have thought, I'm going to read the last few verses of John chapter 20. And because something struck me here, because it feels like John chapter 21 shouldn't really exist. Okay? Because if you read the last few verses of John 20, just look at it. It says, Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. Amen? That would be a good place to stop the Gospel of John, wouldn't it? But funnily enough, we go on with a fishing trip and breakfast. What's going on? Why did they keep going with John's gospel? And the great thing that I've discovered is, as I see it, there's none of the Bible is there by mistake. It's all there because it's meant to be there. And when I look at this, I draw massive encouragement from this, because if we're thinking of evangelism and sharing Jesus, how many of us find that easy to do? I don't think many. I do not find it easy to evangelize, to share Jesus, to do mission. I don't find it always very easy. So sometimes it's pretty hard. So this chapter is in the Bible for people like me and you who find it hard to share our faith. And so I just want to draw two brief lessons out of it to help us to share Jesus more. And the first one is just from the first part there, where it talks about I've just lost my train of thought. So yes, we're on the story about the fishing. And it's about doing evangelism in our own strength. That's the first thing. I sometimes find it hard to share my faith because I'm doing it in my own strength. And that's what we're hearing about. Because Jesus, they were out fishing because they had nothing. You know, it's basically, if you think about it, in John chapter 20, you've got the resurrection, you've got Jesus saying to them, be filled with the Spirit, receive the Holy Spirit, peace be with you. And you'd expect that from that moment they would go out and share their faith. But for some reason, they're out fishing. And it's actually because, I think, to some extent, Peter has just kind of frozen in his mind. He doesn't know what to do next. What do you do after spending 3 years with Jesus, having done miraculous signs and wonders? I mean, what do you do if it's kind of over to you? How do you do that? And I wonder if he had a sort of frozen moment where he thought, the only thing I actually know how to do is fish. I'm going to go fishing. I don't know what else to do. They went back to what they knew. But the amazing thing about it is that they got nowhere. Even the thing they knew how to do, they got nowhere with it. That is so discouraging. That's hard. It must have been really hard for them being out thinking, oh gosh, the only thing we know how to do. We've just spent 3 years with Jesus and we can't even fish anymore. You know, we haven't caught anything. And the amazing thing is how they see Jesus on the other side of the lake, and he's there with his barbecue and he kind of just calls out to them, you know, put your nets down on the other side. And they put the nets down on the other side, and what happens? It's a supernatural catch of fish. 153 fish. Now the thing is, let me just bring up this PowerPoint that I've got for you this morning, if we can bring that up. Yeah. So this is sometimes how we can feel when we're trying to do sharing our faith or mission or evangelism with people. Sometimes we feel like we're getting nowhere. sometimes we feel that it's hard going, that it is anything happening? And oftentimes we feel like we've just got the handbrake on anyway because, you know, how do we do it? We don't know how. We know we should do it, but we struggle to know what to do. Nothing is happening. And the thing is, I believe one of the reasons is that we're doing it in our own way. We're doing it in our own strength often. And I'll say that for me. Doing it in often, it's doing it in my strength. Trying to think, well, what do I know? How can I, you know, let's just do what we did before. Or let's just come up with some good ideas. Or let's just do it in our own strength. And that can often be, that's a discouraging place when we're trying to do it in our own strength. And that's why so often people do get discouraged in sharing their faith. And it just seems like we're getting nowhere. Just like the disciples were out in the boat, catching no fish. And the thing I'd love us to do is to think about how we can actually listen to Jesus. Because it's not just about going out and doing, you know, kind of scattering out evangelism all over the place. It's about really listening to Jesus and what Jesus wants us to do to share faith. And if we're going to catch lots of fish, like Jesus said to Peter, he said, I will make you a fisher of men, and see many people come to faith. And I really believe that on the other side of this grafting and so on, God has an amazing purpose for us here. And it's about sharing Jesus, and it's about catching fish. It's about seeing more people come to Christ and become disciples of Jesus. And the only way we're going to do that is if we can listen to him. So someone gave me that word on the CTL Churches Together retreat that I was on a few days ago. It was about this scripture. Put your nets on the other side of the boat. And maybe being listening to God more. Maybe not just, you know, being on the rail track of like, do this, do this, do this. But actually stopping and saying, Jesus, how do you want us to share your love? How do you want us to do it? And my challenge to all of us this morning, including me, is to think, just have one person in your mind now who doesn't know Jesus. And thank you, Marlies, for sharing that example earlier, someone that you're volunteering with, that you want to see them come to know Jesus. And just have one person in your mind now, I would love them to know Jesus. And ask the Lord, Lord, how do you want me to share your love with this person? Don't just go ahead and just give them all the four spiritual laws from Romans or the ABCD or, you know, just trot off a few Bible verses or something like that. But and listen to God and say, God, how do you want me to do that? I've got someone in my mind at the moment that I am beginning to get to know, and I would love to share Jesus with that person. But I'll be honest with you, it's hard, isn't it? I sometimes find it hard. You have that moment where here you kind of get this pressure building up. Does anyone else have this? You think, oh, I need to share Jesus with this person, but I just feel under pressure to do it. And how am I going to do it? I don't know. Do you know what I mean? You do? Good. That's good. We're in good company. I wonder whether what I need to be doing is saying, Lord, how do you want me to do it? Rather than going with my own battering ram, Lord, what do you want me to do to share your love with this person? And listen to Jesus. That's the one first lesson I'd love us to bring forward today. Really listening to God. And it doesn't have to be complicated. It really could be just a simple way you can do this is to go home, take 10 minutes if you can, just you and the Lord, and say, Lord, who do you want me to have on your heart? And what do you want me to do? How do you want me to do it? How do you want me to cast my net maybe on the other side of the boat so that we're not going to be getting nowhere? It's so frustrating to be getting nowhere sharing Jesus. And the second lesson, and this is the last one, is about this scene here, which is, I love this scene. If the first one is about not doing mission and evangelism in our own strength, the second one is this. It's about doing, sometimes we're struggling because we're doing evangelism or mission when we've still got unfinished business with Jesus ourselves. And the other reason I think John 21 is in the Bible is not just to encourage us to listen to God when we're sharing our faith. It's also to encourage us to push through with our unfinished business with God. Because Peter, you notice what happened when Jesus stood on the shore. It said that Peter jumped out of the... He was like, I have got some unfinished business with Jesus. I want to be healed, actually. Peter had a wound in his heart to do with how he denied Jesus. And it was his vulnerability. It was his fragility. It was his moment of weakness, really. Although he had quite a lot of moments of weakness, like we all do. Peter is such... I'm so glad Peter is in the Bible, because we're in good company with Peter. All of us who feel weak at times, and perhaps project strong, but actually feel quite weak, just like Peter. And it's interesting how the Bible, John's Gospel, didn't finish at John 20, and like Peter was going to be some sort of invincible saint who was going to go out and share in the Gospel in the power of the Holy Spirit, because actually Peter had some unresolved issues in his heart, some wounds that he needed to have breakfast with Jesus to sort out. And I love the gentle love of Jesus, who gives us John 21. And we didn't read the conversation, actually, that Jesus and Peter had, but they had this conversation that restored Peter back to faith. Because you see how Jesus is cooking at that charcoal fire in John 21 when he calls them over? Do you remember the last time we saw a charcoal fire in the Bible? It's in John 18 when Peter is around the fire. He's around the fire, warming himself at the fire, and he denies Jesus three times. The cock crows, and Peter weeps bitterly because he knows, he kind of feels he's failed. And he hasn't, in that moment of failure, he hasn't been able to unpack that or bring that out. And so if Peter didn't have John 21, he would have still had the Great Commission, but he would have done it with a gaping wound in his life. And that wouldn't have helped him to try and talk about the love of God, when actually the pain of his own denial of Jesus and his own failure would have just kept staring him in the face. And sometimes I'm just thinking about whether we might, you and I might, maybe we've got some charcoal fireplaces with Jesus that we need to come back to. Maybe places where we feel we've failed. Places where we feel we've let God down. Places where we feel that we feel we're not important, or we're insignificant, or we just feel we've failed in our Christian life, or there's some issue that disqualifies us, or whatever it may be. It might be a physical illness, a mental health issue. It could be any number of things that you may feel like it's like the thing that stops you, and in your mind you've kind of got this thing. It's like a ball and chain around you, and you're thinking, how do I know we keep talking about evangelism and prayer and all these things, but I can't seem to ever do that, because I've always got this thing, this whatever it may be for you in your life. And the love, isn't it amazing how the Gospel of John, right at the end of the Gospel of John, it almost even after the resurrection, we get this moment where Jesus, it's so important to Jesus that Peter and Jesus complete their business, if you like, that unfinished business Peter has with Jesus. And that Jesus has the time, and one of those resurrection appearances is about restoring Peter and about bringing him healing in his heart. And we all need some healing in our hearts, because there's brokenness in all of us. And I want to just encourage us today that we're in good company with one another and with Peter. And that one of the things that God wants to do is not just send us out in a sort of fireball of evangelism and glory, but actually to gently heal, to put it for that Jesus would have that conversation with us where he could just gently lead us back to himself. And so the second point is about really coming to Jesus, like Peter had to sit with Jesus, like he did over the fish, over the bread. I love it that Jesus already had fish. He wasn't dependent on their fish. He already had fish. And it's not all down to us. Jesus said, if you want to bring me some of your fish, that's great, but I've already got some. Jesus is sovereign. You know, we bring him all we have, but he's already got all he needs. But he wanted to give Peter a moment of healing, of restoration, and to get back into right relationship with him. And I'm sure that that still took time for Peter to work out. I'm sure Peter, over the years, still went back to that place. It wasn't a click of the fingers job. It was probably a process of healing in his life. But Jesus did it. Jesus met him in his place of weakness, his place of vulnerability, his place of fragility. And Jesus wants to meet us today in that place, the bit of our lives that is tough, the bit of our lives that just feel is disqualifying us, or that we feel we've failed in. And we all feel that. I feel that. We all feel that in some way or other, that brokenness that often hinders, doesn't it? I find that when I'm sharing my faith, sometimes it's those things, it's those insecurities, it's those fears, it's those feelings of failure or whatever that come up for me. And those are the things that kind of often can block a real ability to love other people, to share Jesus with other people. And the last thing Jesus wants is for Peter to go on into being an apostle without having that issue resolved. So that's something really, really powerful. Like, do we need a charcoal barbecue moment with Jesus, where Jesus says, come and have breakfast? I love that. Isn't that one of the, he doesn't often get quoted. It's not one of the most famous quotes of Jesus. It's usually, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, not come and have breakfast. But maybe come and have breakfast is what we need to hear before we get sent out. Is that right? Sometimes it's hard. And I would say, with this graft, it is going to be hard, because we're going to be saying goodbye to people. I'm finding it hard just to to say goodbye to people, because we just want to be seeing more people come in, and it's hard to say goodbye. And I want you to know, it's okay for it to be hard to say goodbye. And these are all things that we want to be processing, talking to Jesus, being open to Jesus, letting Jesus gently heal places in our hearts that are fragile, that are vulnerable, but that we need to complete the unfinished business with him. Is that okay? I'd love for a moment, after the service today, there's going to be, the prayer team will be available. But the key things today are about listening to Jesus in how we share our faith, and then coming to Jesus so that we can be more whole, so that we can be more restored, so that we can be more like him and not operating out of all of our wounds. Is that okay? That's why we've got John 21. And it's really encouraging. I'm glad they put John 21 at the end and didn't leave it on the power moment, but actually left it on the moment of weakness, because that is where the gospel springs from. Okay? Can I just pray for us? Just place your hands out in front of you if you want. You're more than welcome to do that. Father, I just thank you that you are here, Lord Jesus, with such gentleness today. And that you are Almighty God, but that you love us and you want to sit by the fire with us and bring healing. And Lord, I pray that you would give us that one person in our mind that you want us to share your love with, your gospel with. Lord, I pray for each one of us today. Give us that name. It's because we want to share your love. And I pray, Lord, that you'd also show us how you want us to share Jesus with them. That we wouldn't just run ahead in our own wisdom, but Lord, that we would listen to you so that we might hear whether you want us to phone them up or bake them a cake or show love in some other way, listen to them or whatever it may be. Lord, help us to understand how you want us to do this. And I pray, Father God, that we will see many people come into the kingdom of God, a real supernatural catch of many people into the kingdom of God as we listen to you. And I also pray, Father, because in our humanity, in our brokenness, we struggle and we give our struggles to you, Jesus. And pray that in our weakness that you would be strong. And pray that in our fragility, Lord, that you in your gentleness would reveal yourself as the God who heals, the God who restores, the God who sets free. And we pray for that freedom. We pray for that restoration in all our lives, Father God, that we would be more healed and whole for your glory, to bring the love of Jesus to others. Lord God, we just offer to you today those places in our hearts that hold us back. And just pray, I just ask, Father, that we would spend time around that fire with Jesus like Peter did, and allow you to gently speak into our lives and restore and touch us. And we ask this, Lord, because of your great love for every one of us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Please do.